IRS Commissioner John Koskinen is sounding new alarm bells. He says without adequate funding and renewed hiring authority from Congress, the IRS will remain understaffed, less able to take on tax fraud, and more at risk of cyber attack. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers joins me with more. Meredith, what is going on with the IRS this tax filing season, which only has a few more weeks to go?
If you think tax filing season is stressful for us commoners, try being the IRS during this time of year. The IRS averages about 150 million individual tax returns each year, and each of those filings takes time to review and in some cases requires a refund. And through all of this season, there are who knows how many cyber thieves out there trying to burrow into a taxpayer's information, whether it's through your own computer or the files of your tax prepare, or in the case of the IRS, they're very highly sensitive and important system. In the past 5 years, the IRS will have lost about 17,000 workers. So when you do the math, more filings, less people to look them over, more cyber thieves, it means a lot of gaps in compliance and cybersecurity and a lot more threats. So here's the IRS Commissioner John Koskinen explaining what this drop in staffing has done to IRS compliance monitoring.
Those losses have been felt all across the IRS. For example, our compliance programs have suffered as a result of underfunding. The portion of our full-time workforce that has been lost since 2010 includes over 5,000 enforcement personnel. These are people who audit returns and perform collection activities, as well as the special agents in our criminal investigation division who investigate stolen identity, refund fraud, and other major tax crimes. As you might imagine, these staffing losses have translated into a steady decline in the number of individual audits over the past 6 years. Last year, in fact, we completed the fewest audits in a decade. Plus, our audit coverage rate in 2015 was the lowest it's been since 2004. And that trend line of future audits, because of the funding constraints, will continue this year. Not surprisingly, audit revenue has continued to decline as well. Historic collection results suggest that in cutting the IRS budget, the government is foregoing more than $5 billion a year in additional enforcement revenue, just to achieve those budget savings of a few hundred million dollars, it's costing us $5 billion a year. In weakening our compliance programs, these cuts also create risk for our system of voluntary compliance.
That was IRS Commissioner John Koskinen talking about constraints on IRS compliance because of staffing shortages.
All right, so besides compliance, what else could be hurt if the IRS, he says, doesn't get the money it wants?
So the IRS has requested about $12 billion for fiscal 2017. It got $11.2 billion this past fiscal year, or this current fiscal year, really. And that was only after Congress gave them an additional $290 million that they promised they would use for customer service. Customer service is a huge issue with the IRS. As the commissioner pointed out, the only interaction that most people have with the IRS is when they file their tax returns. He described it kind of like a vending machine, you know, where you put in your money and out pops your snack. In the case of the IRS, you put in your tax return and you hopefully get back a refund. So customer service,
hopefully
and it doesn't just get stuck in the wires,
or you owe sometimes you have to keep feeding the machine
and then you just have to keep knocking the machine. So the customer service is a big deal for the IRS, mostly because its rates of satisfaction and success have been pretty awful. In 2015, only 38% of people who tried to call the IRS helpline actually reached someone, and their average wait time to get a living, breathing person was 30 minutes. So that additional funding, which I mentioned, the $290 million, is going to help with the hiring of 1,000 temporary workers to help staff the phones. It's like Christmas time right now for the IRS. But those employees, they will eventually finish their time, and the IRS is still left with a shrinking and aging workforce. Here's John Koskinen again.
We expect more than 40% of the IRS workforce will be able to retire in 2019. Looking at the other end of the age spectrum, I said last year the IRS had only 650 employees under age 25. Since then, that number has dropped to about 200, and that's out of a workforce of 85,000.
That was John Koskinen, the IRS commissioner, talking about the aging IRS workforce. And that dovetails with one of the IRS's other issues, which is modernizing its technology, not only for the benefits of taxpayers, but for the protection of taxpayer information. The IRS would like to hire younger workers, especially ones that are in the IT field, but that means competing with the private sector. It's a lot sexier to say, oh, I work for Amazon or Google than I work for the IRS. And back in 1998, when the IRS was reorganized, Congress gave it a special hiring power to help speed up the ability to hire IT people. But Koskinen said that the hiring power expired in fiscal 2013. And here he is talking about that authority's importance.
The most significant part of that authority is that it lets us recruit and hire technical and talented IT experts as if we were a private sector company. Otherwise, we have to tell a great candidate, you know, we really want to hire you, and if you'll just sit still for 3 to 6 months while we process you through the government hiring system, we can make this all work.
That was Koskinen, and he added that one of the best things Congress can do is to give back the hiring authority to the IRS once again.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, what kind of cyber strategies is the IRS using now, since they have so much fraud, as you say, and cyber danger?
Yeah, so back in the fall, the IRS convened a security summit to start working more with the private sector and some of the states. Koskinen said that since then, the IRS is sharing information like it never has before. And that's not personal information, but it's filing information. So if something looks suspicious or there's an unusual pattern that a state sees or someone at like your local H&R Block sees, they will let the IRS know, and the IRS does the same thing. And so it's everybody's working together, and they're doing this in real time, which helps cut back on fraud. And the IRS is also working to update its authentication protocols to protect the taxpayer information that I just mentioned. And here he is talking about that balance.
For authentication, we're moving beyond asking for information that used to be only known to individuals, but now in many cases is readily available to criminal organizations that have stolen it from other sources. And I would note that those sources are outside of the Internal Revenue Service. But there's a delicate balance here. We need to provide the strongest possible authentication processes that protect taxpayer data without making it almost impossible for legitimate taxpayers to safely access their own data and the new IRS services online.
That's Koskinen talking about staying ahead of cyber threats, but also acknowledging that there's still people out there, like my mom, who might not be as technically savvy as other taxpayers. And there are still people who like to file their taxes on paper, or there are some people who just don't have a computer readily available. And so the IRS still needs to provide some of those services, like the help desk, walk-in office, to make it easier for those people.
Meredith, that was a great presentation that Koskinen gave, but what comes next after all that?
A lot of finger crossing and breath holding while Congress decides whether or not it's going to give the IRS the money that it wants. Just to remind you of the importance of the IRS collects 92% of all federal revenue, which is about $3.3 trillion. So the work of the IRS is important, and it's also important that American taxpayers who feel obligated to pay get protected as well and get provided a good service. And so here's Koskinen one last time driving his point home.
Ultimately, continued underfunding of the IRS threatens to erode its effectiveness. My concern is that we're getting dangerously close to that point. And at a minimum, I don't want anyone to say, after my term is over, that they didn't understand the seriousness of the situation. They can continue to ignore it if they so choose, but at least they won't be able to say that they weren't warned.
That was IRS Commissioner John Koskinen, and since I'm sure you're dying to know about the tax filing season thus far, he gave us a couple numbers from his desk. So more than 80 million individual tax returns have been filed so far this year, and there's been 65 million refunds worth about $190 billion. And also, just a reminder, April 18th is tax day.
And that's Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues, read her story online, go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.